On this podcast, episode 28, we talk about all the stuff that's going on right now in the world. I don't really know what I'm talking about on this episode, but it'd be cool if you listen. If you don't, I don't know. I might write a Medium post about my experience with cops and this is just what I feel right now. So who knows, my opinion can change. Who knows? So excuse me. Just listen, and that's all I ask. Thank you. On today's episode, we're just going to talk about whatever. So here it is, today's episode. Well, it's been a long week, I guess, for everyone. And I hope everyone's, I guess, in good spirits. With all the stuff that's going on social media, streets, I just want to say to all the protesters and to the youth that's frustrated. We're here for you. And we're listening. Since our government officials and leaders up in Washington are not listening, our local officials are not listening, but people like me, that I'm not like a public figure, but I'm just me, who I am, I'm listening. There's a lot of anger out here on both sides of the political views. What has transpired these last month, and with the George Floyd thing too, and the COVID thing, it shouldn't be political. It shouldn't be a political situation of killing somebody in broad daylight. This shouldn't, with the officers that transpired, that committed the crime, it shouldn't have took this long for them to get locked up. The problem with all this is our government and our democracy. They tell us to go vote. We vote. And these people don't do nothing what they're supposed to do. And they're only for the people, whoever's paying for their campaign or lobbying them for their ambitions or whatever. And I don't know. It took me a while to record this. I can't even really talk. And I don't know, get my point across the way I want to. So probably in the next couple of days, I'm gonna post a Medium article about how I really feel about what's going on in this world and the things that I'm seeing. It's crazy. We do know that all lives matter, but right now we should be worried about Black Lives Matter, and that's what we should be focused on right now. I'm trying to heal our country as Americans, not divide. It's like everything has to be divided. We're not getting nowhere with this. I believe what Killer Mike said, we have to, besides the looting, we have to organize. We need some, we need a bigger movement than Black Lives Matter. I don't know. We need something that's gonna go above, beyond taking taking action. We do need we need people donating and to these causes more. Not just when tragedy happens, you need to donate on a monthly basis or whatever you can do, more than just one time. Me and myself, I pledged to donate to this campaign on a monthly basis. Because we need action. We need something to happen. We need solutions, not just, I'm not talking about action with the protests. We've been protesting. I mean, how long can we protest? I mean, maybe we can protest forever, but we need something much more than what's going on now. I mean, I can't say anything. I just get my thoughts on what's going on. I'm not a political organizer or a person with that has money or funding to help these things come into fruition. We just have to excuse me, I'm lost for words right now. Okay, we need to strategize and think about doing this the right way. It's like when Your president is trying to bring in the military. He's not doing that to make things worse. And the protesters, they're not backing down. So, I don't know what's going to happen. And the cops, they're steady. Steady doing the same shit. And you can see some mini videos of them detaining people, beating them down, knocking them on the ground. That video with the old man, he fell on the ground, on the back of his head. That was just fucked up and gross. And they just didn't need help to do. They all should be fired. I don't know. We just don't have any leadership of anybody saying it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. We hear you guys. It's none of that. Everybody's divided, doing them. And I think if we keep going down this path, it's not gonna be, the outcome's not gonna be good. And I don't know. But like I said, we should just come up with different solutions to how we're going about this. I'm listening to all sides of what's going on, not just one side. That's another problem. You might not agree with what this side is saying on this side, but you'll be amazed. Sometimes you might hear something from them. If you're a Democrat, you might hear something from a Republican that actually makes sense. And that's where it starts. Stuff like that. United States of America, we got smart people in this country. I'm pretty sure we can, I'm not saying overcome racism in like a day or whatever. We can come up with a plan. I don't know. All right. It's going to end with that. We're going to talk about other stuff. I've been brushing up on my, say, Black history of my people, just knowing what they've been going through for the last hundreds of years. And I just don't know why people want to have us oppressed. We have helped this country in so many ways, and how you repay us by oppressing us is pretty fucked up. I don't know. My only thoughts was like, why do we even come over here? Why did you just leave us in Africa? Or I was thinking, for white people, it's not even their country. It stole this from the Indians. To be real, I don't I was thinking, like, how did they claim the stake that they can run the country? And by themselves. I think you guys did an awful job. I don't know. Of bringing every ethnicity or every background of people from different countries into the United States, making them feel that this is their home. And from what I'm seeing, it's just not a home. They're just here visiting. Like, we've been enslaved still all these years, even though we're becoming billionaires, successful people in life, we're still held back with all the laws that these people made and haven't changed all these years. It's just, that's one of the problems. It's like the way the process of getting laws changed, it's going to take so long to overcome this, because we have not did anything to make it better. But I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm just like so depressed. I don't like to leave the house. I don't like to go to my job. All the things I'm pursuing, I'm just not trying to pursue them right now. Haven't been made any music. Have done nothing. So it seems just pointless. Because we need to do I feel like I need to do something else. I don't know how I can help. I need to do something else. Everything's going on in the world. I need to get. I don't know. I want to be a part of a movement. Something's positive, and just get back to the world. And just pursue that right now. I don't know. I just hope everyone come together and be better than we were decades ago. What I'm seeing, I don't know. All these things that It's been happening. It had me thinking about something that happened to me when I was younger with the police. And back then, that made me realize that racism was very alive and well. And I really don't want to talk about the incident. Somebody just write about it. What can I say? It was like everything that goes on right now is still the same shit. And this experience that I had with the police, by revisiting this situation, made me realize even more of how people look at black people for real. I think about it. And it's pretty messed up on all levels. But, I'm not the only one that's going through this. People, we're all going through some conflicted thoughts in our mind about what's going on. And hopefully we can get over this some kind of way. I don't know, I keep saying the same stuff over and over, but I just don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to do. I don't. So I guess this is the end of this podcast episode. I hope you guys, whoever listened to this, you don't have to agree with me or even not trying to persuade nobody to either agree with me with what I'm saying. If anything, I just hope you guys just listen, man. Even if it doesn't make sense, just hope you listen. I think that's where it starts first. You need to listen. That's it. I think I can say it's like the video with the Rock. Where are you? Where are you? Where's our president? Where's he at? All right. I'll just get in with that. And this is Lonely Boy Podcast. We out. Hit the music.